Gosh, this is awkward. I mean, you know me. I'm your most awkward person you've ever met, and this voicemail really isn't any different. Okay, I have to rip off the band-aid and get my shit together. I promise, I'm not drunk. Okay, I did need some liquid courage, but you don't have to get mad at me for doing something stupid. Although, I guess it's up for a debate whether what I'm about to say is stupid or the best thing ever. God, yeah. I might be an absolute fool for doing this, but I don't want to live life regretting the things that I couldn't say. So, yeah. I guess I'll have to preface this by saying that I know things have changed between us lately. And whether for better or worse, I can't get you out of my head. And I've tried. I've tried so hard, but I can't. I don't want to think of anything or anyone else but you. Just you. And it's everything. I mean, your smile, your laugh, your silly jokes that I really can't help but giggle at every time. Your voice, which, by the way, has me absolutely weak in the knees. Like, you don't even know what it does to me. Your hands, whenever you wrap your fingers around mine to guide me away from giant crowds. Your arms. You know, the day they were wrapped around my waist at the beach is etched into my memory, and I know it was just to fool around and plunge me into the cold, salty water so you could laugh at your best friend, but I noticed. I noticed your touch lingering just a tad too long. God, it felt different. I had to take a cold shower that night because, shit, did I look into things too much? And I can't help but think about you every single fucking day since then, and it's driving me insane to the point that I can't hide it anymore. I just can't. So, here we go. I want you. I need you. I'm not going to hold back. Not anymore. Do you remember that cafe off Fifth we used to go to? I often think of you pulling me away into the dimly lit alleyway behind it, just so we could kiss unapologetically. Your strong hand slipping away underneath my dress because I'm begging you to. Guiding them, letting you caress my skin, feeling absolutely feverish and high in your presence. I can't stop imagining how sweet you'll taste. Open-mouthed kisses, hot neck kisses. Leaving hickeys behind on my collarbones, everyone knows. Fuck. Because I get so wound up by your chuckles in my ear, telling me to be patient. But my fantasy doesn't end there. Oh no. Because after, you take me back to your place. Your hands in the small of my back, sweetly guiding me upstairs. That familiar, tempting feeling shooting down my spine. It's excitement at the thought of what's to come. My heart beating in my chest like it's about to burst. Because as soon as we enter the door, those same hands will lift me up onto the kitchen table at ease. "Good girl," you'd say, your husky voice, so sinfully delicious and full of need and wanting. Your body heavily leaning into mine, fingers digging into my thighs. Our kiss get frantic, my hands buried in your hair, your fingers pushing my panties aside. And all I want in that moment is your cock deep inside me, hard, throbbing, twitching, straining against your pants so painfully. But of course, you make me work for it. You make me beg for it. Babe, please, please, I need you. And like the gentleman you are, you oblige. My legs lock around you, pinning you in place, rocking back and forth, the table creaking underneath our weight. All right there, babe. I can't get enough. I want you to touch me. I want you to fuck me. I need you. I want you to have your way with me until we're both completely spent so we can do it all over again. Your hands on my neck, lips next to my ear, telling me how I'm your good girl, taking off your cock, moving in and out. In and out. In and out. Your lips on mine to muffle my moans so the neighbor doesn't have to hear how you're absolutely railing me into the fucking bed. Face down, ass up, sideways, in your lap. I could tell you to be sweet, affectionate, and loving. But I want you to be rough. I need to be teased, dominated, spoiled. Because I'm daddy's good fucking slut. Yes, please. I need you to show me all four corners of my room. Let me ride your cock. Let me bounce up and down your thick shaft like you're a brave little whore. Skin slapping on skin. Feel your chest and mine while you suddenly put me down beneath you. Take a control. Refusing to let me go until you filled me up to the brim over and over and over again. Fuck, baby. You make me so fucking wet. I've thought of all these things more while touching myself, and each and every time it felt so good. Fingers buried deep inside my tight and wet cunt, wishing so badly your mouth had a taste instead. My clit so swollen and sensitive, my fingers toying and playing with it. I can't stop thinking about your tongue licking and lapping away my clit, hands grabbing your hair, holding on so tightly, watching that satisfied gaze in your eyes when I can't hold back anymore, sending me over the fucking edge, moaning your name like a prayer on my lips. Riding that high, only for you to press a soft kiss on my inner thigh and tell me you're not done yet. Hell-bent on making me feel so fucking good. God. You're an absolute fucking tease, and you don't even fully know it. Keeping me up all night with these fantasies, God. Just imagining your groans and growls. How firm your dick will feel my hands. All that pre-cum dripping out of anticipation. Wondering how it sound when I take you in my mouth. Curious if you'll buck your hips on my tongue as a taste of your cock. Taking all of you. I need you to make me come. No distractions. No other plans. Just you and me, your cock bared to the hilt, and splitting me right open. My pussy filled up completely. Calling me your good fucking whore. Pushing me on all fours, completely at your mercy. Pulsing. Throbbing. Edging. God, Daddy. Yes. I no longer want to be just best friends. I need to hear you say that I am all yours, and for me to tell you you're all mine. I want you. Unconditionally. Look me in the eyes. And tell me that you don't feel the same way. Go ahead. Tell me I'm a liar. I know you want me all too well. So, go on. Say the words. Say them. And I'm all fucking yours.